I move to table this.
Been moved
second.
To table. Is there a second?
Yes. Point of information?
Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
Move to table the amendment or the whole?
No, just the amendment.
Just the amendment.
Order, Brian.
How does that
yes,
work?
Yes, Brian, what's your point of order?
You can't table an amendment without tabling the motion it's attached to.
Okay, well, then it's tabling the whole thing.
Okay, it's been moved to table the entire thing. It's been seconded. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian, I repeat it.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coben?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rosita Arbeca? And here, Lydia Blazon? Yeah, can't hear you.
This is Lydia. I got knocked off. Sorry.
Okay. We are voting on whether to table. On the floor initially was the budget formula, the levy formula for the archives.
Right.
Then there was the amendment I had about prioritizing it, and there's been a motion to table, which would table both the amendment and the underlying and the main motion.
Okay.
That's what we're voting on.
And, Al, am I the last vote?
No.
You're the next vote.
No, I'll pass.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'm going to vote no.
Adriana Castanet?
No.
George Ryder? Richard Uzel?
Pass.
George Ryder votes no.
Okay, got it. Thank you, George. Janet Coleman?
I vote to table.
So you vote yes.
Yes.
Okay. Green votes no. Jim Brown?
No.
Benita Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
Staining.
Heather?
Abstain.
Okay. Going back, Janet Coben, you pass.
I abstain.
Rodrigo, I did not hear your vote.
No.
Lydia, your vote?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to vote yes.
And Richard Uzel?
Yeah, abstain.
One moment, please. I have 3-9-4, Chair.
Motion to table fails. Chair's not voting. We'll now vote on the amendment, Serene's amendment. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Chair, I wanted to get on the stack for that.
Yeah. Point of order.
Who is that?
Point of order.
Janet Kay, sorry.
There's no reason.
Who asked for a point of order?
There is no reason to go to a vote. We can still discuss it. There's no particular time limit, as far as I can see, for this one item.
Okay, you're up. And who is the next person on the stack? Janet Kay?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, Janet Kay?
Right.
You want to speak to the Reins Amendment?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about the amendment and the whole motion because there was a National Finance Committee on this past Monday where there were restrictions and other kinds of things relative to the budgets, and we haven't heard that yet, and making any kind of requirement, even though the spirit of these requirements I agree with them, but we need more of a global understanding of what's going on to come up with specific things around individual issues. I'll stop there.
Anyone else with a stack?
So, point of information?
Yes, George, what's your point of information?
What fraction of the money that the stations were supposed to give to PRA didn't actually arrive in this last year?
Brian?
We have no financial.
For the first quarter, payments to PRA were short by $20,000, according to the statement they sent us today.
Which is, so it, how much would it have been?
Hold on a second. I'll look it up. Or maybe Raul has it handy.
I'm also looking for it. So.
Got it. They were planning on $52,000 and they received $32,000 in the first 3 months.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll now go to the vote on Serene's amendment.
I'm sorry, I did want to add one thing.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, so just sort of responding to what Janet said about the motions that came down from the NFC on Monday night, this would not be afoul of those rules because this is, in fact, a regular recurring payment, and the restrictions deal with payments that are not regular recurring payments.
Okay. Can we go to the vote on this amendment? Rain, can you call the roll?
Yes. Brian Edwards Seegers?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
I pass.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Brazón?
No.
Tim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanea?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Udell?
Pass.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Three votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janet Coleman, you pass?
I'm abstaining.
Margie Wilkinson?
I'm going to vote no.
Richard Udell?
Abstain.
Sorry, I skipped you. Thank you, Richard. I skipped you, Rodrigo. Sorry.
Yeah, it's abstain.
Okay, one moment, please.
It's a good motion.
The vote is 4-8-4.
Okay, amendment fails. Chair is not voting. We now go to Brian's main motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there objection?
I'm sorry?
Is there an objection?
Yep.
Okay.
There's an objection.
Okay, thank you. Brian Edwards Seegers? Brian can't hear you.
Brian votes yes.
Okay, thanks. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Tim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Udell?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Well,
this is on the main PRA motion.
Right. I abstain.
Okay. Green votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn, you pass.
I'll vote yes.
One moment, please.
Okay, chair's not voting. Motion passes. Brian, you complete your report or motions you may have.
The next motion in that report is regarding the Pacifica Radio Archives budget, and with the body's consent, I would like to also attach to that motion the crisis management resolution that came from my most recent. So the recommendation on the Pacifica Radio Archive budget is that we approve it, and the crisis management proposal from the committee would add the following proviso. The PNB direct the interim executive director to direct management at PRA to increase revenue from unbudgeted sources or prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $9,000 per month in order to bring PRA's operating deficit from fundraising shortfalls under control.
Point of information.
This is Lydia.
And I will motivate that if there's a second.
Is there a second to that motion?
As a point of information.
Wait, I second.
It's been seconded, yes. We have point of information. Who were those for point of information?
This is Lydia with a point
I
of information.
We had Lydia first, then I'll get to Benito and all the others. Lydia?
Brian, there was an amendment to that motion in committee before it was passed by Michael Novick.
Yeah, well, what I read to you was the motion as amended.
Okay. Benito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, I just want to be clear. Brian, the motion includes the first portion about approving the budget and second with the provisos. Is that's all one motion?
Maybe you guys can let me motivate it before y'all jump in. So we have a budget that was prepared before the fiscal year started and assumed that the Pacifica Radio Archive, as you heard Raul say, would raise about $140,000 in its fall fundraiser. It raised half that. Now, their budget's counting on one more day of fundraising in the spring, raising another $70,000. If we assume that it performs about the same, half that, their shortfall is going to be roughly a little over $100,000 over the course of a year. So what we're saying is approve the budget, because a budget is a plan, not a contract. It's a benchmark. And then against that budget, they have to find $9,000 in expense cuts, or $9,000 per month in expense cuts, or $9,000 per month in other fundraising that the budget hadn't contemplated.
Lawrence to the stack.
Janet K to the stack.
Kim with a point of order, and then I'd also like to be on the stack.
And Serene with a parliamentary inquiry, please.
What's your point of order, Kim?
Well, we're mixing apples and oranges here. There was one agenda item for the budget, and then there was another agenda item for the so-called crisis management from the NFC on Monday. So he's plucking, you know, one from each basket.
You have 61 seconds.
Janet Coburn asked to have them merged under the same item. If you'd like separate votes, make a motion to divide, and we can vote on the two things separately.
But,
Lawrence,
that was you just made a point of, okay, we're going to go, was there a point of inquiry, parliamentary inquiry, was that Serene?
It is.
Yeah, Serene.
So, I know we're pressed for time. I'm wondering whether it would be appropriate.
You have 31 seconds.
Attached to this $9,000 reduction thing.
Well,
no.
Janet Kay, I have a point of information. Sure.
I think we voted on that, Serene.
That's right.
It was in a different place. That's why I'm asking.
We voted on that. We had Lawrence on the stack. And who else was on the stack?
Janet K.
Kim.
Janet K.
And
then Kim. Look at Lawrence.
me?
Well, it would be up to PRA management to pick. It would be the majority of what they spend is on salaries and benefits, so it would be hard for them to avoid making significant cuts in that area.
Okay.
But if they found other places they could cut, they could do that.
Great. Janet, Kate?
And Lydia, yes. Back to the stack.
So I have a motion about getting salary information, and that apparently won't come up until after. I thought that the first part of this agenda item was going to be a report about what happened on Monday and not go into the whole budget thing, because I'm not prepared. I don't know if the PNB has gotten the salary information on employees for all the units and all payments to consultants, which we would need in order to, I mean, those are definitely expenses, and we would
need
to look at those.
Yes, the PRA budget attached to my mail has a detailed salaries tab that has salaries, payroll taxes, and benefits by employee.
Okay.
Okay, next person on the stack was Kim and Lydia. Kim?
I just have an observation to make about how this motion got passed on Monday night. It was only after this motion was passed that I request the quarterly from PRA. This motion was made without even looking at the quarterlies. So all of these financial motions are being made with, like, no referral to actual numbers. It's pretty stunning. I mean, it just constantly stuns that the level of fiduciary responsibility on this board right now is just subpar. That's it.
Lydia.
Yeah, so my concern is that my understanding of Michael's amendment on Monday was that the $9,000 might be reduced depending on what they could raise within that period. So it would be commensurate with that, so it's not an absolute amount. So if they come up with $5,000 before then, it wouldn't have, you know, that first month wouldn't have to sting to the $9,000, for example. That was my understanding of his amendment. He didn't send it in writing, however, and so I'd have to see or listen to the audio. So I will not be voting for this until that.
The form of the motion says raise it or cut it. It has both in there.
Oh, it is in there? Okay.
Yeah,
it says increase revenue from unbudgeted sources or prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it in writing. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further discussion on this item? Okay. We'll go to the... Brian, could you please reread the motion and go to the vote on it?
It's to approve the proposed budget for the Pacifica Radio Archive with the proviso that the PNB directs the interim executive director to direct management at Pacifica Radio Archive to increase revenue from unbudgeted sources or prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $9,000 per month in order to bring PRA's operating deficit from fundraising shortfalls under control.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Peter.
Yes.
Heather Louise Flanders. All I heard was static. Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Pass.
That was yes, Jose Luis.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Rodrigo Aguilera. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Lydia, hold on.
Yes.
Some coffee? What's
this?
Okay. Rodrigo, you said yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Jim Coffin?
I'm going to abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence votes yes.
Adriana Casadei?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Green votes no.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benita Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray?
No.
Janice Coven, you pass?
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson, you pass?
I'll vote yes.
On the hand.
Okay, motion is approved.
Can you say that?
Chair, time check.
Who, the timekeeper? Where are we with the time?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 11:35. What did we vote? I forgot what we did.
We extended another 30 minutes.
So we're just about at that, right?
We have 20 seconds.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say, Serene?
We have 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Point of information, I guess.
Benito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, Serene, can you read the results again, the vote count?
Sorry, I have 10-2-4. You need the name, Timmy?
No.
Okay.
Brian with a question?
Yes, Brian.
This is to our executive director and chief financial officer. Is there time-sensitive business for our executive session tonight, or can it wait 2 weeks?
Well, except for minutes, I think it can wait 2 weeks. I don't know. Raul, was there? Do you have anything?
Mr. Chair, I move to extend until midnight Eastern.
We extend until midnight.
Substitute motion.
What's that?
I have a substitute motion.
Well, let's do the second. Do you want to extend to midnight? Is there a second on that?
Second.
What's your substitute, Green?
That we extend the open session until 11:55 and then go into closed session to deal with the minutes.
Oh, no, minutes will take longer than that.
Point of information, for 5 minutes, we can't even call roll in 5 minutes.
Excuse me, don't scream out.
Okay, could you repeat your recommendation again, Serene?
That we would extend the open session for another 20 minutes until 55 and then go into closed session to deal with the, there are three sets of minutes.
Point of information?
Is there a second on that? Is there a second on that?
Adriana, second.
Yeah, Benito.
Okay. Was there a point of information? Someone had a point of information?
So we're going to go into closed session, take roll, and point past three sets of minutes in 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, there's no discussion on this item.
No, there is. This is a point of information. I want to understand what she's saying. In 5 minutes, we're going to get on another call, take roll, and pass three sets of minutes. Is that the intention in 5 minutes?
Serene, you want to address that?
Once we go into executive session, we have three sets of minutes. We will take whatever we need. Once the motion is on the floor, we continue discussion until the motion is done.
Okay, we'll go to the vote on this item. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Okay, Brian Edwards Peterich.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Point of information. This is the amendment, right?
Yes. This is to stop at 11:55 and go into closed session.
Okay.
Jose Luis, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
No.
Okay, Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Margie Wilson.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Pass.
Olivia Brasa?
No.
Jim Kaufman?
No.
Jim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Ray? Can't hear you, Lawrence.
No.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Sorry, my voice is going. George Ryder?
No.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Coleman, sorry.
No.
Three votes, yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Hi, hi.
Heather Gray.
No.
Rodrigo, you passed?
No.
Well, Chair, I think the amendment failed.
The amendment failed. Chair's not voting. We'll vote on the Brian's original going till 12 o'clock in open session. Is there any objection to that? Without objection, we'll go until 12 in open session. Brian, you can finish your report and motion. Brian?
Yes, excuse me. The next budget in order is the KPFA budget. The initial recommendation from the Finance Committee was simply to approve it.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, can I finish talking, please?
There isn't any language in the agenda for KPFA.
Yes, there is.
You can reference the Finance Committee Chair report I resent on November 30th.
I don't have time to go searching for that, but it.
Okay.
The next
so the
one
language,
on the agenda is KPFK.
We voted to do the report in conjunction with the budget motion, so we'll go with the report that Brian had. He sent the report out.
Just hold your questions till I'm finished talking. Maybe I'll answer them before you ask.
Okay, let's let him finish his report and his motion. Okay, Brian.
So I'm going in the order that our budgets are listed in the budget recommendations from the National Finance Committee, and I'm attaching the crisis management motions in the order that they appear in your agenda. So the recommendation with KPFA's budget initially was simply to approve it, and the crisis recommendations are as follows. For the next 6 months, KPFA management shall require approval from either Pacifica CFO or interim executive director prior to making any disbursement or incurring any expense greater than $1,000 for other than rent, utilities, payroll, and other regular recurring expenses. And the PNB directs the interim executive director to direct management at KPFA to prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $250,000 per year in order to bring KPFA's operating deficit under control. And if there's a second, I will explain it.
There a second to that vote?
I'll second it, but you don't need a second.
Okay. George, what's your point of order?
You don't need a second. This is a report coming from committee.
Okay.
It doesn't require a second.
Thank you.
That's your point
of
order?
Thank you,
George. Okay.
Yeah, it's my point of order.
Is there any, we take a stack on the discussion on
right.
this?
Oh, I'll motivate, Mr. Chair.
Okay, yes.
So the first provision, which is about expense approval, the committee is recommending some form of this for every station that has had trouble paying its bills and fallen behind on central services. There is, I think, legitimate concern from the national office that stations may not be prioritizing the checks they're cutting optimally, and also that they don't have a bird's eye view about the network's needs. For instance, if they deprioritize central service assessments, and that keeps the national office from paying the auditors, and that keeps us from getting an audit done, that could keep us from getting CPP money that would be going into the station's pockets. So the intention here is for those stations that are now in payment difficulty to get sign-off before they cut big checks. The second part is about drawing up a plan within 30 days for reductions, and this is to address what we believe is the structural part of the deficit. We were able to look at 2 months of financial performance for KPFA. In those 2 months, its bottom line underperformed its budget by $67,000. We have data to suggest it made up some ground in December, and we'll have a full accounting. And you know, that we could adjust that $250,000 to reflect the reality before it goes into effect. But it's a mandate to start planning for action. Otherwise, we're going to keep slipping further behind.
Okay, we have a stack for discussion on this motion.
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence.
Janet K. And then Kim.
Okay.
Kim.
Lawrence.
Kim.
And Janet K. And then Kim. Lawrence.
Okay, so let me make sure that I'm hearing this right. So you're saying that, or the committee's saying that you're looking at cutting $250 in 30 days, I mean $250,000 in 30 days, or in the whole fiscal year?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. That's annual, so over a 12-month period.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Janet K.?
Yes. So I voted against approving this budget at the LSB for a number of reasons. One was that the revenue projections were way too rosy. And two-thirds of the expenses are for payroll, personnel combination. There are other issues about this budget. And then the NFC approved it, and then there's this additional proviso. But to me, it needs to be revisited completely, and I cannot support moving this budget, even with the proviso.
Does everyone mute their phones? Is the phone ringing?
Yeah.
Okay. Next person on the stack is Kim.
The numbers I'm hearing from on KPFK are, again, a moving target. One week they're doing fantabulous, and then the next week it's like, oh, my God, we have to make $250,000 cuts. I don't see that the station is doing $250,000 in deficit, but, you know, all of the numbers that we've heard are moving targets. I don't understand why, even though it's December 6th, that we don't have some preliminary numbers for December. We should have that. And I obviously think that this is, well, I don't see that. These numbers just aren't making sense, and I'm gonna vote against this.
Anyone else for the staff on this item?
Okay.
Any more discussion? Okay.
This
no more.
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I totally understand people's frustrations. I don't think anybody here has enough financial data on any part of the network to make them happy. But I would encourage my colleagues to go beyond just saying no to everything. We have a problem. We have several stations, including KPFA, that are unable to pay their bills timely. And we have to do something about it based on the limited amount of information we have. So I would just encourage you, like, saying no is not enough. You have to figure out something to say yes to.
Jose Luis,
the status quo has us in a downward spiral.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack. I haven't spoken.
Okay,
Richard to this. Richard to the stack. Like I heard Jose Luis and then
Richard and then Tammy Kay and Kim.
Richard. And then
Janet Kay and then Kim after Jose Luis.
Okay, Jose Luis.
Okay, so we're talking here, folks, about $20,000 a month that KPFA needs to figure out how to cut from its budgets. We're not talking about a lot of money, I think, but the bigger picture is we should be looking at all the real estate we own and think about selling it all and moving to cheaper locations and paying for a building for WPFW and for WBAI so that all the stations have a home that we don't have to be paying these outrageous rents to. And that's what we should be looking at. But $20,000 is not much per month. for any of the stations to cut.
Okay, Richard?
Yes. Are there figures in there somewhere about if you get into the $250,000 layoff proposal, figuring in the payoff?
Pension.
Severance?
Severance.
Thank you. I lost the word. The severance. That was a pretty big pill to swallow in WBAI, and it would be in Berkeley too.
Yeah. There's no severance payments required by KPFA's union contract. It doesn't have the same provision as at WBAI.
Oh, good.
Okay. Before we, I know we have Janet Kay and Kim. This is the second round. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken want to speak on this item? Okay, then Janet Kay.
Yeah. So first, KPFA does not own real estate. So the discussion about selling real estate or whatever, that would apply to the network, not to KPFA. But and I was asked, we were asked not to say no to everything. I could possibly vote in favor of the proviso, but not the budget. So if they were separated, I could do that. I'm also wondering whether there might be layoffs, and if there are layoffs, how would that work in terms of seniority, or how would people be laid off?
Brian, did you want to?
I think it's a question for KPFA's management. I can tell you what the union contract at KPFA requires is that after management's notified the union, there has to be a negotiation over alternatives to layoff. So the union and management can get together. They can talk about wage cuts, benefit cuts, put it to a vote of the members. The union can propose alternatives to cutting personnel at all, whatever. And if there are layoffs, then there are seniority-based bumping rights in KPFA's union contract. So if someone's position is cut, they have the right to bump into a position that's not being cut if that position is held by someone with less seniority, and it's a job they're able to do.
Okay. Next person on the stack is Kim.
Yeah, did I get back on the stack, Chair?
Who is that?
Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence. We've got Kim and then Lawrence.
I don't think saying, well, you can't vote no, please vote yes, is a really good enough reason. Again, there are just floating numbers all over the place. I don't believe any of them, so I cannot vote for this. If you want us to vote yes, then you have to provide better, more stable, and realistic numbers. I mean, we can't just go on voodoo accounting. It's not working. We need some real numbers. We have a CFO. We have an IED. We need some real facts to base our decisions on, not just an emotional plea. You can't vote no. Well, I'm going to vote no.
Lawrence?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. So as part of these cuts, Brian, have you discussed in with the union in regards to if management would also cut their salaries, or would they come up with creative ways of saving money?
You know, KPFA's general manager cut his salary by $5,000 a year a few months ago. I don't know if management has further cuts to their own salaries in mind, but it would not be without precedent. And I don't know what the union's bargaining strategy is, and if I did, it wouldn't be appropriate to discuss it in public.
Okay, anyone else with a stack?
Benito.
Who is that? Benito and who?
George.
Benito, then George. Benito.
Given what I just heard, I was getting ready to vote for this, but given Lawrence's question and Brian's answer, would seem to me that we need an amendment, and I don't have the wording, that before any kind of union cuts go into effect, layoffs, then, as Lawrence said, we're going to need some kind of formula for management cuts at the same time.
I'll second that. I'll absolutely second that. You just hired a new program director.
Kim, you're not recognized. And I didn't hear a motion on that.
He just made a motion and I seconded it.
Kim, you're not recognized. And I heard, once again, I don't know, Benito, are you making a motion?
I'll make the motion. I have to write it up.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. We could take me if you'd like while that's happening.
Okay, George, while he's writing his motion up.
So I had heard that the last fund drive that KPFA actually made its goal and had 89% completion. Was that ever a statement made by management? Was that completely fallacious? Or is that true and somehow the goal wasn't high enough? I have another question as well.
So KPFA has met its fund drive goals so far this fiscal year, and fulfillment's about the same as it always is. KPFA's shortfalls are coming from its budget targets for off-air fundraising. It's down in several areas. The biggest is the line that records planned gifts and bequests and major donations. The management had one $50,000 gift that they thought they had lined up fall through. We have a certain amount that comes in from bequests from people who have us in their wills dying periodically that seems to average out to about $200,000 a year, which is what we budgeted. But it's totally unpredictable when it comes in. We had no money on that line in the first 3 months, $42,000 on that line in January. But it still leaves us very much behind. And usually we don't get money until at least several months after we've been notified. We haven't been notified of anything in the future.
Can we hear from the CFO on this also?
Yes, please.
Raul, are you on the line?
On the KPFA specifically?
Yes. That is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, the statement made by the financials that were sent today with respect to, the financial report on the income for the first 2 months were sent out together with the budget, proposed budget summary. And there was a little bit of discrepancy between my schedule and that of the business manager at KPFA, but we found out what the discrepancy was. Nevertheless, the statement is accurate. The listener support, the fund drive goals were met, except for the other categories of income that was budgeted in the first 2 months. Those are the ones that have given a shortfall. And you could refer to my report for KPFA because that attachment I provided has a specific page for the income categories, and it does show that the revenue itself was added on. There was an entry that was duplicated, that reducing reducing the revenue, but. You could refer to that. The big impact on the budgeted numbers were from the major donor income. That's about $37,000.
Point of information?
Yes, Kim. What's your point of information?
I don't recall which report are you referring to.
It's the report. The income recap for the first 2 months?
You mean just like a little set of numbers?
What else could it be other than a set of numbers?
Okay. Oh, I thought it was a narrative. I'm sorry. I thought it was a narrative. There was no explanation on it. They were just some numbers.
Well, the schedule itself will tell you the comparison between each category, actual versus budget. It's self-explanatory, but I could explain to you if you have any question or confusion about it.
I thought you were referring to a narrative.
I did not say that.
Okay, we've responded to your inquiry. Okay, Benito, did you submit your amendment?
Yeah, I'm almost finished.
George, you said you had another question.
I'd like to get on the staff.
I'm sorry, George,
said
you had another
question. I'll finish my comment and questions.
I'm sorry?
This is George. I'd like to finish my comment and question.
Yes, Actually, I was going back to George. Yes, George.
Yeah. So I heard Janet Coburn say that KPFA doesn't have any real estate. My understanding was it owned what used to be a restaurant on the corner, and it owned its own building. Is that incorrect?
Yes.
She means it's all owned by Pacifica, by the corporate entity.
Oh, it's not owned
by Pacifica. That is what I mean. It's not owned by KPFA.
That's correct.
Does Pacifica own anything?
No, Pacifica owns everything, George. The station owns anything.
The question was intended for Ryan or Margie. Does Pacifica own any real estate itself?
Yes, Pacifica owns... I'll let Raul answer that.
Well, it is legally owned. I think it's just a technical question. It is legally owned by the entity Pacifica Foundation. The radio station does not have its own identity to even own property.
Okay.
So the title to the property are all, and even our licenses are all named after the Pacifica Foundation. And so technically they do not own, although most of the expenses, the property taxes are being covered by KPFA.
George, we use Pacifica in two different ways that creates confusion. So Pacifica refers to the corporation, but within the corporation we have different units, and we also use Pacifica to refer to the national office, right? Each unit has a separate balance sheet that lists its assets. And so, for instance, the building that houses our national office is listed as an asset on KPFA's balance sheet, right? The same way KPFK's studios are listed on KPFK's balance sheet, and your studios in the Montrose District are listed on KPFK's balance sheet. But there's only one entity that owns anything, and that's Pacifica Foundation Radio Incorporated, which is all of us.
Okay,
we have, I think we're out of time, and we
Kim
also have...
Kim has been on the stack. Kim has been on the stack.
But we're out of time. We have to go to the vote on the amendments and then the motion. Benito submitted his amendment. If everyone had a chance to review it.
I have not. I have no access to the Internet. Would you please read it?
Yeah.
Okay, Benito, could you read it? And then...
Okay, so move that before any union and line staff reduction in force occurs, a formula for concurrent management cuts must be approved by the PMB.
There was a second to that amendment.
Second.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards, here.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Roca? Lila Brezon?
Abstain.
Pass.
Sorry, you passed?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Jim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lauren Trey?
I'll vote yes.
Adriana Casanay?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Duzel?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
What are we voting on right now?
Benito's amendment with regard to developing a formula for cuts in management salaries before implementing, I don't know, I don't have it. Someone else can summarize the rest for me, please.
That before any union and line staff reduction in force occurs, a formula for concurrent management cuts must be approved by the PMB.
Yes to that.
Green abstains. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Rodrigo, you pass?
Yes.
Green changes her vote to yes.
Yes.
I got you, Rodrigo. Thank you. One moment, please.
While she's counting, I just want to point out this language will prevent expense cuts from taking place until this board acts. That means the board's going to have to prioritize dealing with whatever comes back to it.
Well,
we're going to be burning money.
Is that in order right now, Brian? You're you parliamentarian, sort of.
I am totally out of order.
Oh, sorry.
924.
What was the vote?
924.
Okay. The amendment passes. Chair is not voting. We'll now go on the main motion with the amendment. Secretary, can you call the roll?
Oh. I have a point of parliamentary inquiry before I vote.
Yes.
Doesn't this pretty much invalidate anything else that we're doing? I mean, it causes it.
What? No. Does it repeat your question?
Oh, never mind. Let's just go home. Brian Edwards Seegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes.
Lydia Brethon?
Yes.
Tim Coffin?
No.
Lauren Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Cassidy?
Yes.
Jared Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Rain abstain. Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Jim, I didn't hear you. Are you with us? One moment, please.
Jim votes yes.
Got you, though.
Chair is not voting. So the motion with the amendment passes, and we're out of time.
Chair, point of order.
I'm sorry?
Yes, but it's point of order, Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence?
Don't we have a standing rule that everything that's on the floor gets voted on?
Those are the only motions on the floor pending. What motion is pending?
Well, we got the KPFA budget and the WBI budget.
No motions has been made on those. Those are the only motions that were pending.
We need a report out.
It's part of the financial report.
No, we don't. This is an open meeting. This is not executive.
This is open meeting, so we don't need a report out. But our time is up, and those were the only motions that were pending. So we're now adjourned. Thank you all for your service. We have to go to the continuation meeting. Okay. Thank you.
good night.